This is a great Thursday morning, beloved, and it's great to meet with you this morning. And we're in Leviticus chapter 16, beginning at verse 1, where today's reading focuses on the rituals associated with the Day of Atonement, Yom Kippur, an annual occasion for repentance and forgiveness that remains a central feature of the liturgical year in Jewish tradition. Moses' brother Aaron, who was ordained to serve as a priest, you see that in Leviticus chapter 8, is given instructions concerning sacrifices to be made to purify the most holy place. And so let's begin. The Lord spoke to Moses after the death of the two sons of Aaron who were killed when they offered unholy fire to the Lord. And he said, "Tell your brother Aaron that only at the proper time is he to go behind the curtain into the most holy place, because that is where I appear in a cloud above the lid on the covenant box. If he disobeys, he will be killed. He may enter the most holy place only after he has brought a young bull for a sin offering and a ram for a burnt offering." Then the Lord gave the following instructions. Before Aaron goes into the most holy place, he must take a bath and put on the priestly garments, the linen robe, the shorts, the belt, and the turban. The community of Israel shall give Aaron 2 male goats for a sin offering and a ram for a burnt offering. He shall offer a bull as a sacrifice to take away his own sins and those of his family. Then he shall take the 2 goats to the entrance of the tent of the Lord's presence. There he shall draw lots, using 2 stones, one marked for the Lord, and the other for Azazel. Aaron shall sacrifice the goat chosen by lot for the Lord, and offer it as a sin offering. The goat chosen for Azazel shall be presented alive to the Lord and sent off into the desert to Azazel in order to take away the sins of the people. When Aaron sacrifices the bull as the sin offering for himself and his family, he shall take a fire pan full of burning coals from the altar and 2 handfuls of fine incense and bring them into the holy place. There, in the Lord's presence, he shall put the incense on the fire, and the smoke of the incense will hide the lid of the covenant box, so that he will not see it and die. He shall take some of the bull's blood, and with his finger sprinkle it on the front of the lid, then sprinkle some of it 7 times in front of the covenant box. After that, he shall kill the goat for the sin offering for the people, bring its blood into the most holy place, and sprinkle it on the lid, and then in front of the covenant box, as he did with the bull's blood. In this way he will perform the ritual to purify the most holy place from the uncleanness of the people of Israel and from all their sins. He must do this to the tent, because it stands in the middle of the camp, which is ritually unclean. From the time Aaron enters the most holy place to perform the ritual of purification, until he comes out, there must be no one in the tent. When he has performed the ritual for himself, his family, and the whole community, he must then go out to the altar for burnt offerings and purify it. He must take some of the bull's blood and some of the goat's blood and put it all over the projections at the corners of the altar. With his finger, he must sprinkle some of the blood on the altar 7 times. In this way, he is to purify it from the sins of the people of Israel and make it holy. Today's key verse is Leviticus chapter 16, verse 19. With his finger he must sprinkle some of the blood on the altar 7 times. In this way he is to purify it from the sins of the people of Israel and make it holy. You know, it's interesting that God gives Aaron explicit directions on what to do even before he enters the holy place. And the significance, of course, is that without the shedding of blood, there can be no remission of sins. And so at this point, it is the blood of bulls and goats that is offered to wash away the sins of the people. And it is interesting that there are specific rituals to be followed within this procedure. And so I want you to think about, are there any specific rituals that we follow within our community of faith? And if there is, why are they important? Think about that as we pray. Almighty God, you alone are holy and worthy to be praised. I seek your forgiveness and confess to you my sin and ask that you purify my heart. In your holy name I pray. Amen. Well, that brings our time today to an end. Tomorrow, join us as we read Leviticus chapter 16, verses 20 through 34, where Moses receives further instructions for observing the Day of Atonement. Until then, God bless.